in the Ran, Pevav Amud Aleph, bottom of the Ran, in the white lines, Dibra Maskel Maskel, Rav Shisha, Brei Dravidi, and we're holding the second line of that Ran at the end, the last word, Umakshu, Hachal. So Rav Shisha, Dravidi said, the case of the Mashkin, at any given moment, the person could be part of the Mashkin bag. But in the case over here, the woman cannot divorce herself, so it's not in her power to retrieve the sheba that she has on her yadayim. Some people ask, she has the power to make the neder bichal. Why? So came along to Rav Huna. We passed like Rav Huna the Amar Yechal Isha Shatermel Abala Einu Nizernes Meini Oisa. She has a right to forgo the husband's support, and she no longer has to give her Maisi Yadayim to the husband. So we're saying over here that the Maisi Yadayim are irretrievable till she gets divorced. That's not true. In any moment she wants, she could forgo the mezonos and get back her ma'aser yadayim. So the Ran says that on that question, I would say the following: the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri damar yofer, that which Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says over here, that the husband should be mefer. La mishum masha isha chayevus lasis lebalo b'chol shavua tachas mezonos kamer. We're not referring to the malachas that she does, that she is a payment or is a return for the support the husband gives her. Dhanu mishkol chamesh sloyim Yehuda shebasar sloyim begalil, which the Gemara says in Ksubas, she has to produce a certain amount of thread, and we measure the thread by weight. And Yehuda, the weight they use, it ended up being 5 sela worth. In Galil, the amount of the sela that they used was half of that weight. It was 10 sela in the Galil. So she has to produce a certain amount of thread. That is expected of her in return for the mezonos. So she has a right to say, like Rav Huna says, you know what, don't support me and I won't do the work. I'll do the work and sell it myself. So I don't need your support. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is not worried about that. Dimishumhani bilchud, that was the whole problem. Like the member Shema Yirgashena, but they asked her, we're not worried about the whole divorce. Her. He can't remarry her because we have this netter. If they were talking about that Shibud, Sultan says, you know what? I'll be careful not to take the thread. Oh, you're going to forget that. He says, no, we're not. We'll be careful with. So what are we worried about over here? That we have to be made for. She's answering all forms of anoa on her husband. Even the 5 malachas, the 7 malachas she's mechuyev to do as a wife. Dahanu techenes va'oifa. Mechabeses, she has to. They used to grind the wheat with a hand grinder, and make flour and bake, and do the wash. That's what we're worried about. Mechulu inoch, and all the ones that it says over there that a woman has to do for the husband. So that is not dependent on this. The idea of any nizanas of any oise has nothing to do with that. That's referring to a specific chiyuv of making thread, which she has a right to forgo mezonos and not have to produce the thread, or produce the thread and sell it, to not give it to the husband. But over here, we're talking about these are the standard things that the woman does in the home. So these would preclude them for, if the neder is chal, if he divorces her, the neder is chal, he can't remarry her. Because she cannot provide these responsibilities. And these malachas, she has no power. Rav Huna doesn't apply. Shein tachas mezonos, they are not understood to be as a compensation to the Baal for the mezonos. Which, if had they been, she should say, you know what, Shetarmer, any mezonos, anyway, you know what, don't support me, and I won't do these work jobs. But rather, these are jobs and an intrinsic responsibility of the wife, irregardless of the mezonos. So she has no power to remove these responsibilities. She has no power to remove her responsibility of doing these things. She'll only be able to remove these chiyuvim after gerishin, when she gets divorced. That's the more saying, but she has no power to bring that state upon herself, and therefore, you cannot compare the shibud on the hands to the shibud of the mashkin on the sada, which at any moment you can be part of the sada. So the Mora says, if you want to compare it to something, Rosh Hashanah Ben Davida says you should compare it to a perish e mitamisa law. If you want to compare them, loha vade dami. You know what it's like. Larmen chaver sada zu shemishkante lechol esr shonim. A tiktosh that he says, you know what, I'm being makdish this field, I'm giving you this field as a mashkin for 10 years, so I have no power to get it back during those 10 years. Now I want to be makdish that field that I gave you. Tiktosh, let it be chal. The kotcha, over there it's chal. Da'avah gav, she'en b'yodol iftoyisa, karam asa shanim. Even though he cannot redeem the field before the 10 years are up, but he still owns the goof of the field, and he can be makdish the field. So ishanami alpha gav the ain b'yodol yizgarish kaidim. Even though she has no power to move the divorce up earlier, so it's still usher. See where it says that Rav Ashi asked. No. Midomi, Hasim Kitz, Gabi said in regards to the field, Ika Kitsusa of Liptoisa, there's a specific time that he gets it back. The Hanul Asher Eser Shema Sechardish, he changed the gift to the Eser Shon in the case of 10 years. You can see how that mistake happened. Shema Oster and Eser Shonim are just flipping around the words. So after Eser Shonim, Shemachi Motzi Makdish LeMeachshav. That's why, since there's a very clear time where it reverts back to the owner, see, he can be Makdish now based on that time. But Hachaluk hits. But over here, there's no limit. Gavi Isha Less Lo Kitzusa. There's no limit. The Shema Lo Tizgarish, because maybe she won't get divorced. Hilodinu Lo Tehevi Hektish. Therefore, should not be chal. Kimigarsh, even when he divorces her, kimin shekdisha boida tachta. Since she made the iser while she's married, which she has no shibud, she has no clear end to the shibud, so she can't be makdish. So, how are we saying that the act of making this karnam will take effect after she's divorced? It can't not, if you hold ain other makdish dover shaloi bol olam, because since she cannot do it now, and that state of being is not clear whether it's ever going to come, that's a dover shaloi bol olam, and she cannot be makdish, that it should take effect then. So the Mora says ella sataran lamarvashi shenikonamis the kedushas of guptam. The truth is, this whole thing is a fallacy. You're assuming that there's no way she can make the Isser Bichal now. The whole Isser is only can be Bichal in the future, because right now she's Meshubit, etc. And since that's true, it's a Dabar Shalom B'Lalim, and we have this whole problem. She says, no, that's not true. I mean, a person makes a Karnam, it's Chal now, it's like Kedushas Aguf. Like he's being mathis like a korban, which is kedusha mizbeach. That's kedusha aguf. Kehre the Kodshi, Mizbeach, and Lamb Pidyon. Just like by animals which are designated as a korban, you cannot redeem them. The dinim of being poyter from Hekdish is always the case of something which is Kedusha is Daman. If it's Kedusha is a goof, the actual item itself becomes Kaddish, you cannot redeem it. Kach ain't poyter, Lekadim, you can't be poyter, an eder. Shei mutter, Lemisha, Neser, Alob, in order to make a mutter. Kimin the Kaddim Kedusha is a goof, who, once you're saying that an eder works under the umbrella of Kedusha is a goof, Mafkim and Eshiba, so it overrides the Shiba, she mishabetis the Baba, that she's responsible to the husband, and the netter takes effect. That's why Shmuel said like a Rechem Menuri. Even though the Avogam is here, the Shmuel, the Ain Adam Makdish, the Rishal Beloilam, you cannot be Makdish something which is not here. But over here, she has the power to be Makdish right now. Mishum the other day Isha is no ba'ilam because her hands are here now. She's not being makdish the results of her hands, which are not here yet. She's being makdish her hands vis a vis this responsibility. She can make a netter on them now. Even I, she's not sure to the husband. Shumav kima deshiba, because it will overpower and it burst the shiba. So the kamei porach imkain my ear yashem and yashena homei hashtel chayal hektish. So then, why does Zemur is going to ask? So then, why does Zemur say he should be mefer because the husband might divorce her and then it's going to be chal? What do you mean? You're just telling me it's chal right now. So the more we'll get to that. The Rabbi Hektish and Chometz and Shikra are Mafkim and Eishibud. So what's the case of Hektish? Can also Sheroi Apoitegi Lebal Chayvei. Person designated the shore that he has as the source of payment to his Bal Chayvei. To the time of the loan, they made up that they could only, that the sole item which the Malva has a right to collect from is this animal. That's an apoiteki. Apoiteki. It should all stand on this. It all stands on this stick. So they can make an arrangement that the only thing he has a right to collect from is this is X. So he did it with an animal. And then the loiva is makdish the behemoth as a korban to mizbeach. So loch is mafkia oisa hektish shibud hamalva. So the hektish overrides the malva shibud, even though the malva shibud is specifically on this animal. The hektish overrides the shibud. The gaiva chayv and milkamacher, and the malva will have to collect the chayv from some other source. Who kashal a korban, and the animal can be brought as a korban. But lo yahavi gezel, it's not called considered stealing. Kimaloi havi kanalei. Because the malva did not own it yet. Ella the gavina ba'alma, he owned it in regards to the ability to collect from it, in other words, a shibud. He didn't own it yet in a full sense. Therefore, the ownership of the loiva, who still owns it, who's and his makdishit will override the Malba Shibu. But the Ramatav Kedush is a goof. This halacha that Hektish overrides the Shibu is only Tama Kedush is a goof. You're making the item itself Kaddish to be used as a korban. Now Kedush is domim, the Betakabai is something which it's will only be makdish, its value. Lem of Kaddish Shibu, that cannot overpower the Shibu. Now a Gemara which proves it, or Mishnah which proves it in Erechin, says Moisef oy dinner, put us in a chasim alav. What's it referring to? Shemitah shaloi ben a chasim, So if the loiber was makdish his nechasim, and the malva doesn't have where to collect from, so loch is the moshe hamalva dinner al halvasay. Parish nechasim, he named parish nechasim. The loiber was makdish his property, so the malva comes and collects his loiber mitzvah, and he gives a dinner to hekdish. So what's the dinner thing? And that's not the value of the property. You have to be part of the property. Be part of the property. Dinner. So he already gave the value of the property by his loan. So he gives one more dinner, and he used the dinner part of the nechassim, and he's part of the property. So why is he part of the property? In the marasai and shal yomer hekta shared simple opinion. So that's all because of marasai issue. It'll be confusing to people. They're going to assume that apparently you can makdish, you remove hektish dot of pinyon. He said, no, he was part of it. The guy will come and he collects the chayv. So you see, by the case of someone which is going to be used for better kabayas, that over there the netter is not chal to take away the schools that the malva has on the property. Kakos of Rashi is chadon the brach of perke avol pi. This Rashi over there in Ksuvas. Avor ben otam is chadon the brach of chalak alav shefila hektish damim afkim and she would make a mokum laharich. The ben otam argues. Even hektish damim could override a shibud. And he has the answer up to Rashi's Raya, but we're not going to talk about it over here. Okay, so we say these three things are Mefkim and Yeshiva. What's the second one? Chometz. Yisrael Shosu Chem, so I put together what could Chometz. So he had a loan from a goy, and he designated these items of Chometz as a source of payment to the goy, and that's it. Vavra Lava Pesach, and now Pesach has went by. So Isra Chomich Mefkim Shibur Ha'oibah Kechav Vasa Ba'anma. The Isra that the Malva has, excuse me, the Lova has to benefit from Chomets prevents the Loiver from using this as payment to the Goy. Okay. So because otherwise the person is being the header from it, which is, so what should he do? So he has to pay with something else. What is non-parak called Shaw? Avichomim shehilvus Yisrael al chemsa achar pesach mutzibahano. When a goy lends money to a Jew with the chometz as a mashkin, then after Pesach he pays the chayv and gets his mashkin back, so the mashkin, that chometz is mutter after Pesach is mutter ba'no. So you see that the we don't say the chometz is mafkiya the shibut mafkiya the hasim kishavino etzloi shemosel etzloi b'mashkin. So that halacha that the Isra chometz doesn't take effect is when a case where the loiva will give the mashkin of chometz to the goy to take home. So it's not the rishus of the Yisrael on Pesach, so it doesn't come off the bar nos. It can't be mefkim in the yeshiva. It's not osir. The hafka is from the iser. There's no iser here. After Pesach it'll be mutter bar nos. During Pesach is also b'hano, but the hafkar from the shibud is because Chazal said a person who has chometz in his possession is also hano even after Pesach. So that's the hafkar on the shibud. If it's only a temporary inability to use, that would not be mafkim at a shibud. B'shichur also avda partagi b'shichur roi loiva. So if the person designated at the time of the loan, the eved is the partagi, is the payment, and then he frees the eved. So m'shichur. The eved is freed, but malva gavu chaver makamachra, and that's from mafkiyah. But the sheba that the malva has, because he can't be collect from ben chaver, and the malva will have to collect from something else. So Morris is great. If you're telling me that's what's working, how it's working over here. So why are we only worried about after there's the divorce? right now, the hekdesh is mafkiya the shibud. So right now, her netter, which is a hekdesh, which is a kedushas aguf, should be mafkiya the shibud of the husband, and the iser being the henna from the woman should be chal immediately. Yaga the pakashi Buddha, the Baal, Lamali Shemagir Shadow. Why are we only worried about the netta taking effect after the divorce? May Hasha Kaddish, it should be called right now. So the truth is, it's Kal now. The Kadam Akim and Shibuda, the Baal, her netter overpowers the Shiva she has to the husband. It really is Kal now. But the Mishnah is saying, Vichishatimsa Loimar. But if you would argue, the Amura Bada Shibuda, the Baal, Bada Tachta, the Chazal, strengthen the shibud of the husband while they're married. The shavur kilakeach gomer v'lekimal. So we gave the husband the status of if he purchased this right, not that he has a shibud on it, but he purchased the right. But still, it makes sense to be mefer kashama yigershenu, because maybe he'll divorce her. And then it'll be chal totally, and then he can't remarry her. Finally, the Hossam, Perik Alpha P, Perik, the more answers, Amur Abad and Shibud the Baal. The more over there says the Baal, over there, the more it says that the Chum strengthen the Baal Shibud. The more didn't say it over here, V'oid Shema Yugashenu Kamar. The more the argument says these words, Shema Yugashenu, but there's nothing wrong. But Dovado Achasi, it's the same idea. No, it turned me ill. Murabat on the Shibur of the Baal, Lalechel Hashra. That if Chazal strengthened the Baal Shibur, that it precludes it from Inchal now. So Hadra Koshin the Duchtas are back to square one. Here the Hashra Lachal, the Kamei Hechachal, the Hashra Mias Loi Megarsh. So how can it be Chal in the future? It's the Darish Labalaylam. Yesh Lomar. Given the Medina Chayil, since Mikudin is Chal right now, Yilav the Amura Abad on the Shibure, were not for the Chazal fortifying his Shibur. Kilmua, that which the Chazal did strengthen it, Hani Mili the Cholhecha, of the Kaima Kamei Loi Lechel, as long as they're married, it's not Chal. Amniskarsha, Kilu Chal Mekoradami, given the Medina Roy Lochel. But once they're divorced, it's not that it's Chal then, it's Chal retroactively from now. So that is a valid form. I'm making put something in place that'll be chal in the future, retroactively from now. So it's chal right now. It's not, and now it's more loyal.
No,
now it's bold oilam. It's her hands. They're here. So the reason why it's up a little bit, Ron was asking, because it's only chal after the divorce, which is not here yet. So the Ron is answering no. But when that happens, it's called retroactively from now. So when that happens, it's not being called in the future, it's being called from the time which exists. The hands exist already. So you understand? Yeah? Okay.
There's a duplicate.
What?
Duplicate.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was indicated that the loan could be collected from the particular item. But we're saying that if Hekdesh or Gains.
So there's two types of Pratikis. There's something called a Pratikim Mefurish and a Pratikis also. Putting before it means that they make it that it's impossible to collect for anything else other than that. If this would happen, so Mikir then doesn't hold the carve anymore. There's a Garmi issue. The act of being Maktishim, he's being Mausik the person. He's got to pay as a Mausik, not also the carve. But by you doing that, you're going to kill my carve. That's equivalent of damaging my skus. By Portuguese, which is not Mefurish, if something happens to that item, so then he has the right to collect from something else. Correct. Well, both cases we're talking about that it's designated, because otherwise, what is he saying? If the evidence here, you have to collect from the evidence. Where did that come from? You have to make some type of arrangement. It can't be simply on the star. It could be verbal, but it has to be arranged.
What's the difference in arrangement between the
four? One is you're saying that this is the only thing you can collect from. One is that this is the thing that you must collect from if it's intact. So the Mishnah. So the Ron answers, when the Chachamim were strengthening it, that was only Hani Mili, that's only true, and therefore it's not, the Shiva is not Chal, that's only true, imagine those words, Kiyamu, when the Chachamim were strengthened it, and therefore the Neder is not Chal, Hani Mili, the Kolhecha, the Kaima, Kamei, as long as they're married, Loi Lechel, it's not Chal. Amnis Garsha, but when once they get divorced, Kilo Chayo may Koradambi. We deal with it as if the Neder was Chal, not in the future at the time of the Garishin, but as if it was Chal earlier at the time when she made the Neder. Kilo Midina Roy Lochel, since Kumikar Din, the Neder should be Chal now. So when she gets divorced, it's as if it was always, it's not that it'll be Chal then in the future, which you can ask, that's Lo B'Loilam. Once it happens, we deal with it as if there never was any impediments, and the Neder was Chal now. You're welcome. So the wife made a Neder, and the husband thought it was the daughter. So he has the power to be made for his daughter's Neder and his wife's Neder. So the husband didn't hear directly from the wife. He says, you know, they come and tell me, I just heard your daughter saying X. She thought it was a daughter. She said, I want to be made for it. But he'd be made for the daughter, not for the wife. Or Bita Yisrael Shenadri Yisrael, or vice versa. Or Nadra Ben Nazir Yisrael Shenadri Ben Korban. What she made, the Neder that she made was that she's going to be a Nazira. And the husband thought she made a Neder to being a Korban. Nadra Ben Korban Yisrael Shenadri Ben Nazir. Or he made the mistake the other way around. Or, new case, Nadra Mita'inim. She made a Neder, she's not going to have figs. The husband thought the Neder was about grapes. Or so this case is raised a Yachzer B'Yafer. So the Hafora, which is done based on a mistake, it requires that they should do a second Hafora. Okay, is that the round? Masnisen. Nadra isha v'saber shenadra bita. Shamar lo shebita nadra. They told the man that his daughter made a nadra. And we took out hefer or kayim, and he responded. So he responded with a hafor. Or v'saber shenadra b'karbon. Shamar lo yishasa la alei adavar echad. They told him that she made something else in herself like a korban, and really she had undertaken to become a nazir. And basically, he asked to be yafer, so he has to redo it. The kama efora kamaisa, the original act of being makim or being made for kima the toos habi lo mahani v'lo midi. It's not effective. Saying I'm not happy that she's doing X. Well, it wasn't she doing X, or it wasn't X that she was doing.
Why should the Mishnah have to tell
us that
mistakes? Obviously, he needs to do it in the right way.
Well, the Kiddush we're going to see a little bit in the Mor is going to have some Kiddushim in it. He doesn't want this Neder, so he thought it was the daughter making it, really was the wife making it. He said he doesn't want the Neder.
So maybe that's enough. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit. Right. So a neder which is a hakam which is done betos is not valid. Nachiyisi b'tosefta behedja shim hakim betos. If a person did a hakama mistakenly, once you do a hakama, you can't be mefer. But we did it by mistake, which based on a mistake, the law is yachal hafer. He can be mefer afterwards. The Tanya. Tanya Hassam, Nadra Ishtar Bekayim Law, Sabra Bita Nadra, Bita Bekayim Law, Sabra Ishtar Nadra, Reza Yafr. So, if the Hakama, a mistake in Hakama is not a Hakama, so similarly, a mistake in Hafar is not a Hafar. Correct. Okay. Delta Gemara. The Memra, the mission seems to be saying the Yanir saw Dafka who, when he should be mainly her, he should be made for her. It has to be specific for her. He has to be aimed at the right person. So you can imagine a scenario. Besides the case of the mission of a wife and a daughter, it could be two wives. And he thought wife X is making the neder. Really, wife Y was making the neder. He says, "I don't want it." Yeah, there's a reason you don't want it, but you had in mind for the wrong person. So you have to target the person that you're being mating. So the word Yonir saw that he's being mainly her has to be specific which her it is. So Dafka, that the Torah is using that in a very precise way to preclude this case. And we're saying, furthermore, Kasha, I'm going to prove you other cases where we don't say that, even though theoretically we should. So the Morse of Hagabi Kiroyim, in regards to the lacha of Kriya, of a person tearing his clothing for a case of Petira. Lisiv Al, the Torah says a language, it seems to be specific. Lisiv Al Shaul, while Yohannes and Menoi, that he tore clothing on the Shemua, what had happened to Shaul. And what happened to Shaul's son Yonason? So it means that the Torah is saying there was that the way that the kriya is done is specific. So, which would be comparable to over here the word Yonir saw. And even so, Matanya Amar Loi Meis Aviv Vikara, they told the person his father had died, and the person tore kriya. Ahakach Nimsa Benoi is Yotza. So we see that even though his intent was specific for the father, and we see that the Torah does use a lashon, the Navi uses a lashon, which indicates that the kriya has to be specific for which individual he's being kriya for. But did he have any yotze de kriya? Okay. Fine. So Amri, so the more answer is Lakasha. So this question you're asking is not a kasha. Habis Bastam Habim Mefarish. Okay? That there's a difference between if the person tore without saying for what, or the person said explicitly for what. So it means we're saying, just like over here, we're saying that there is elements of specificity that if he had in mind for wife A, it doesn't work for wife B. So by case of Kriya also, if the person had in mind for the Nifter X, it doesn't work for Nifter Y. But it depends what he's if he said explicitly. But Tanya, like you learned in the Brisa, Amar lo meis aviv v'kara. V'chakach nimsa b'noi lo yotzi they create. Now we just quoted the Brisa says that he is yotzi the kriya. Now we're saying he's not yotzi the kriya. But the Brisa continues and it says. Now the question whether you have the Gersha or not. Amar lo meis my meis. But if not, the person had a specific in mind for the father, but because that's what he was given to understand, but rather he heard that he had had a relative who died, he believed it was the father, and he tore with that under that those circumstances, and it turned out that it wasn't so. He's Yotze. So what's the difference? So the difference has to be a case of Stam or a case of Mefarish. The person does it Stam without indicating what he had in mind. That's enough that it will. That's enough that he be Yotze, even though he had a mind for one. But if he said explicitly what it's for or who it's for, it doesn't work. Okay, that's one answer. Rashi Amar, Kamatech Kanach Deeper. So it depends when the person realizes his mistake. The person is Yotze the Kriya. Is Shlim Sebenayu. So he thought it was the father. No difference between Stam or Mefarish. He thought it was the father and he tore. Immediately, Tachad Dibur, he realizes his mistake. So we say that Tachad Dibur is perceived to be as if it was simultaneous. So the awareness now that it's the son was simultaneous with the moment of the Kriya. So the Kriya is Yotze. He only realized after the Dibur was the son, so then he's not Yotze. Well, Tanya, again, we have a Brisa which supports that. Person had somebody ill, and the ill person fainted. And they made a mistake and believed that he had died. And he tore based on that mistaken understanding that the patient had died. It turned out that the patient eventually, subsequently, did die. He's not Yotze the Kriya because it was too late. It wasn't taken deeper. And Omer Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Shimon Levi Mishum Barka Par. Lo Shonu that you're not Yotze Elo Shemes Lacha Kedibur. That the Tira took place later on after the Dibur, after the Kriya. Avotech the Dibur, Kedibur Dami. We have a cloud Tech Dibur Kedibur Dami. So applying that over here. The reason why that's true is because we look at it as if it's that time is considered one moment in time. So it means that the moment in time where he did Kriya is also the moment in time when the person had expired and had actually had died. Because the Patira was immediately afterwards. So if it was simultaneous, it means he's doing a Kriya on a Misa. So we see the difference between Tech Dibra and Tech Dibra. That's more of a hill. So Tech Dibra and Dibra Dami. That the Tech Dibra works to retract your statement. In most cases, with some exceptions. Okay, what are the exceptions? Excuse me, Megadef, Vebedev Zechabim, or Makadesh or Megarish. Man's Makadesh and Isha. So you know, I changed my mind. It's too late. I'm sorry. There's no change in your mind. So check the deeper. Doesn't help by kedushin. person begarish his wife and says, I changed my mind, and the Tech of Deber doesn't help. Person says that he believes in the Vodazora. They said, no, I changed my mind, I don't believe in it. Well, he did a Vodazora. But he changed it, he took it, he retracted it, doesn't help. Person Megadah for Kadosh Baruch Hu, person curses the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Sholem. So, and he retracts it, he's still Chayav Misa. So in these four cases, you say that Tech of Deber does not work to retract. Correct. Yeah, but the same thing. The person, there's Rachel and Leah standing there. So there's a kedusha tos, right? That the person says that they're not retracting, but I'm realizing my mistake. So that he's the kedusha, not a kedusha. You know, kedusha tos, lav kedusha nino. Because beisham beisilu, because not beisilu, that it's not chal. But over here, the logic of retracting is as if the Tech of Deber makes it as if it's one time. So it comes out that since the Tech of Deber I retract, it's like I never did it. That's not true by Kedusha. So, but what's relevant over here is for Kriya, when we had the mistaken thought process on the Kriya, but it was correct to Tech of Deber as if it was simultaneously there for the moment the Kriya was on the correct individual. So that's why we can make the analogy between the cases. Okay, we have to do the run. So the run on Pei Vavim Aveis, let's see if we can cut through part of that run. The member of the Yoni Yosod Dafkahu. So our mission seems to indicate that he has to be mainly. He has to target the individual specifically. Given the master Shiyavra the Shema Oysa Shinodra Veloshita Bishakharis. So he has to have in mind the one who's making the netter and not somebody else, even though that was a mistake. Mikoshali's up there, I have a question. Given the Oysa Nafkala. It's learned from this word oisa. To tainach b'afor the tziv oisa. Alakama menolan. But the comma does not say oisa. So where does the comma? Where do you get this din? We said in the Mishnah that it has to be specific. Also, hi the tziv the masnisin. We should intercept it. So maybe you'll tell me. Well. You're right, but it says it by Hafora, and we have a rule that Hafora and Akama are written as Isha Yifkim and Abisha Yifareno, it's a Hekish, written in the same Pasuk. So the halachas of Hafora also apply to Akama. If they have a Kim and Akama, Hafora Iskish, is the Hekish that's in the Kedamri and Lay, the Rabban of the Riliyaz, the Perkin of the Yale. We equate the two. Omaloy, the Chaman said to Riliyaz, only something which is hekim is possible, then hafar is possible because they have to be similar. And therefore, applying it back over here, kibin the islay by hafar the isaw dafka by hafar there's a din of isaw. Command the Ksiv, Vakama Domi. So Vakama also true. So the man, I don't like that there. It's Lonichali. The Philoman, the Makash, Lav, the Chomili, Iskish, Adafka, the Mili, the Mishamoy, Mehaikra, Gufe, the Shoyi Kimeno, the Shoyi Ferreno. You know what? I can run through this. So that's the question. Let's hold on to the question.